Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God bless you on this crossing over night, crossing over the ancestors, breaking curses and hexes in the name of the Almighty God and all the sons and daughters of God. We break hexes and curses and evil. We move hexes, curses, evil, jinx, and all demonic spirits raise the earth to come to bow and to take over those that come to parties, those that come to get outdoor what they're given, those have renamed and take soul. I break and loose all hope of demonic spirits by chanting, by singing, by hypnosis, come by the power of the Almighty, the true God, the true one. In the name of the Almighty God is the creator of heaven and earth. I break and loose curses and hexes and spells. Psychic spell been put on 7, 8, 10 generations. And people that don't know they under a demonic spell or curse and the power drive them to death. Satan have rose and the warlock to rose up again in order to take power on this earth. Because we are the women and men of God, we have to plead the blood of the Almighty God, and we plead the blood of Jesus in order to overcome the tricks, the negativities, the forces of evil that have come to your door, come to your city, your community, under the name of rap, under the name of singing. We must spiritually meditate in order to overcome the negativity. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. Genesis chapter 12, Genesis 22, verse 1 and 14. We must always, Exodus 14, 14, let God work it out because it's a demonic spirit. And these demonic spirits, Bright Star, is very old. These demonic spirits come from the other world. They want to control this world. But it was left on record for us to read Psalms 27, Psalm 35, Psalm 37, Psalm 109, verse 1 to 3. How do they get them? By chanting. When you get 50,000 people in a space that don't hold 50,000, and you begin to do death with, you begin to do death chats, and people don't know why they stampeding. Exodus 23 and 20. I'm going to circle that. Exodus 23 and 20. That means the angels from the celestial forces have to come stop going on because you can't stop it. People said they couldn't breathe. And that was death chance. Now, if you've seen that and looked into it, it was a stage for death, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Some got caught up in the death chat. And that energy, that was the only way to stop that energy, 20. That's how you stop that energy in Exodus 14, 14. Because it was out of the hands of man. It was in those that practiced master warlock, master witch. They was calling on a higher force. They're not able to master. The people that was there, they was lost. They didn't know what was happening. Mark 5 and 7, Deuteronomy 28 and 7. Deuteronomy 30 and 7, Kings 19 and 35, Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things we hope for. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, and Revelation 14 and 7. I want you to get ready for God to carry you to another level in your life. You might understand that demonic spirits that have been loosened have turned loose. These spirits is the spirit of domination of body, mind, and soul. These spirits been called and let loose, and they are touching your wife, your children. And I want to say it to you, Bright Moon, if you listen to me. Trina, I want to say it to you, call me. Because I want you to get on page of what's going to be happening in 20, 21, 22, 23, up to 25. The only way you've got to know, you have to be taught that, Lisa, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, some of you is on a demonic radar. That means the radar is looking at you. And when the radar can't get you, they leave and go to somebody else. Or they go to your children. So it's important tonight to understand what happened in Houston just didn't happen. That was planned, orchestrated, and carried out, and couldn't be stopped. The only way it can be stopped was by Exodus 14:14 and Exodus 23:20. And those that were hypnotized, plagiarized, they didn't even know what happened. A lot of them didn't know why they was there, because they had been planning that for years and years. And they have planned it. That's why so many people came from all over the world. Because that was a call of demonic spirit, Jerry. That was a call from evil spirits that most men on earth and preachers and rabbis and imams have no sense of understanding how this world. The astro, this was a worldwide thing. If you notice, if you look at the picture, if you notice the soundtrack, it's something that you never heard before. It's more deeper than our ancestors. These people is practicing high and mighty magic and witchcraft to the point that the average man and woman don't even know what hit them. First, they don't know why they was there. They don't know what happened, and some of them still don't know what happened. Because it's coming from another realm. And that realm had to be fought with Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. It had to be fought by Exodus 14:14. It's got to be fought by Exodus 20 and 23. And you got to be submissive to what's going on in your life, in your children's life, what's going on in your family life, about to happen, that you might be in charge of what's going on. It's time for us to begin to read our Bibles more, take our time and figure out how this stuff happening. They're so involved, don't know what hit them. Old folks don't know what hit them. It's a demonic taking over body, mind, soul, and spirit. And the way you overcome that, by the word of God. The song that was open up was letting us know there will be another surge coming on before this year out. And it's already set up in the astro. Some is going to get. Some is not going to get because God going to give you divine knowledge. Come. Those forces. Do you know it was a trap? If you notice, if you look at the video, you see a little bit of lights. Just like when they shoot the lights up at the airplanes, those were the lights. And the fire that was shooting up, the background, the whole thing was set up on a demonic type of base. And I know you didn't see that, but you take another look. Take the time and look. And the way you're going to find out, you read Exodus 14:14, and you read Exodus 23:20. God is going to guide you to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Three verses. Gonna give you the knowledge to know. This knowledge come by meditation and praying. This knowledge comes from Almighty God. You can't buy it. You can't sell it. It's those that are faithful to God. Our ancestors was taken from Africa. Their rights were stolen. Their name was stolen. Their magic was stolen. All they had to hold on to was their gift that was given to them by the ancestors. So what happened to us, we're going through that now. But it's much deeper because we got people that have study how to master other folks. Not for love, not for money, but for great power. And I want you to look. You come in. You got something you want to say, you can say it. That when you look at that whole scenario that happened in Houston, number one, when enough security guards there. Number two, when enough paramedics there. Number three, there wasn't no spiritual leadership there. It was all earth-drawn. It was all demonic spirits. Now, some of the stuff that's going on, people are depressing demonic spirits. People are depressing evil. On the job, at school, with your children. You have to understand, it's a well of evil been sent out. And you're not conscious of it because ain't nobody speaking on it. Because ain't nobody close to the Almighty. Now, when it's an astro, that means they're dealing with the universe. Astral travel. Everybody want to go to the moon. Want to get a trip to the moon. These are high spiritual forces. Witchcraft and warlocks. Trying to overtake the world. You can't take the work of God. God is watchmen at certain posts. Get at a certain level, it can stop. But it's moving at that level now that you're going to become a man to wake up, a woman to wake up. That as you wake up, you're going to be strong. As you wake up, you're going to be anointed. As you wake up, God's going to give you the real anointing of the word. God's going to give you knowledge that you can't get out of no book. You got to come from the ancient ancestors in order to put a stop to the demonic spirits that the devil want to take out. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I know it sounds heavy. It's forces trying to tap into your mind. Take your mind, your soul, your body, and draw all that's around you negative.
Things have held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
Gave them their power, but gave them their inspiration.
Yeah.
The gods of Africa. out in Africa who were reclaiming their own, who were reconstituting their families, who were refusing to serve anymore under slavery. Must be remembered that the initial act of rebellion was, in fact, a vote of ceremony.
On a night in 1791, Bukuman performed the ritual sacrifice of a black pig. His followers all drank its blood and swore their allegiance, vowing to shed the blood of their oppressors until the slaves were freed.
Decades of hatred burst forth in a single night in a revolutionary spiral that set the plantations up in flames, flames that went all the way to the Bermudas.
It would be for another former slave, Toussaint Louverture, to lead the people of Haiti to independence from the French. Although Louverture would himself die in the struggle, his followers won their freedom. In one of the most astonishing military victories in history, the ill-equipped slave defeated the might of Napoleon's forces, considered the finest in the world. What was the secret of the slave's triumph against seemingly impossible odds?
Voodoo.
Some have suggested draw upon supernatural voodoo powers.
The ancestors, I should.
But with such terror and ferocity, was because they knew that in victory lay freedom, in capture away torture of the most heinous sort, and in death awaited only a return to the mythical homeland of Guinea, of Africa. They created an independent black republic in the middle of
white folk
slave-owning societies. That set on a ripple of terror throughout all of the slave owners, out the whole West Coast. What if that were to happen in the rest of South America, or in the Caribbean, or in the United States?
Let's go into that. This is what he said.
He was a popular candidate, and they dubbed him Papa Doc. They called him Father as a recognition of his power, in the same way that they call him Voodoo.
A Voodoo priest. They called him Papa Doc.
Priest, father, and a Voodoo priest is mother.
From behind his facade of presidential grandeur, Papa Doc Duvalier circulated gruesome rumors to terrify the people. It was said that he could read goat entrails and that he slept in a tomb to commune with voodoo spirits. Duvalier saw to it that his secret police, the dreaded Tonton Macoute, were trained voodoo practitioners.
What he did with voodoo, he tried to change it to the Europeans to have an army to men to shoot and kill people. Many people were killed by him. But their ancestors, Ashe, weren't going to go along until they, when he started calling on them spirits to come, and he couldn't control them because he had lied to all the gods.
To intimidate his enemies into submission. Papa Doc cynically manipulated the beliefs of the Haitian people by cloaking himself in the symbolic trappings of one of the most feared of all voodoo gods, Baron Samedi, the guardian of cemeteries, a dreaded harbinger of death. Part of the power of François Duvalier and Papa Doc was that François Duvalier consciously used these symbols. So when François Duvalier spoke to the nation, he spoke to the nation through his nose, just the way the Baron Samedi does during the Buddha ceremony. He wore Samba by because he wanted to see a picture of François Duvalier. He's got a black copper. He's looking just at mean and nasty. Finally, after a reign of terror lasting almost 15 years, the tyrant who had modeled his image on the voodoo spirit of death would only leave office when death itself claimed him.
Thank you.
Under that demonic chant. Was it the money? Listen to it. Go back over it. And if you go over it and listen to it, it blows your mind. You know it was a chant from Satan himself. Now, what that really means is you got to get in your Bible. And there's some scriptures that you got to know by heart. Exodus 14:14, Exodus 23:20, Deuteronomy 28:7. They're going to send them back 7 ways. Deuteronomy 30:7. You got to know, understand Hebrews 11:1, now faith. You got to go into your faith. You got to go into your demonic spirits and all the moves those demonic spirits have set up in your house and set up on your job. Have even want you to commit suicide. These are the kind of spirits that's moving, and it's taking young folks. Here's a young folk. Here's a person, 16, who want to go get a car and drive it with no license, no gas. You say, why he do that? And 5 of them in the car, they're under a demonic curse. It's going on in these schools. And it ain't nobody tried to deal with breaking the curses and the jinx and the hex. And the loss of young girls are learning, and the loss of older women have put people under curses, put people under the magic spell. And it's right there before your eyes and you don't see it. But there will be a break this year. The warning in Houston was a warning. Now, it's a wake-up call for them that can wake up. Some of you can't wake up. Only way you're going to be woke is by divine prayer. Is somebody able to save and cleanse their home? Because these spirits jump around and around. They jump on your kids. They jump on your friends. And you don't wonder why I'm pushing. Because those spirits jump and move around. It's high off the spirits. And I'm going to talk to some of you personally about it. I was talking to Mother Frances, and she was saying how demonic spirits were let loose between Louisiana and Texas and some place in Arkansas. But the place was designated to get loose was Houston. It was Houston or Dallas. They chose Houston. So it's a demonic thing that you got to understand that's going on. And you got to look at it and see how to deal with it. Call me, get in contact with me. Go to my website, thusseedabrahamhillsite.com, and I want to send you breaking curses and hexes in the astral. See, just breaking it on the physical plane. You got those people going to the moon now. Millionaires. Well, you think they're going to, they're going to the moon because they want to be in control of the world. They want to be control of the astro. They want to be control of the universe. So it ain't about money. It's about controlling. And that's what you got to understand. And ain't nobody teaching it because ain't nobody know it. And some of them so caught up, they didn't know that even the move on Washington, that was a demonic move. That was a demonic to set things off. Now it's coming back all the way.